The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
They're putting them in cages again. Oh, no.
They're compassionately putting children in soft-sided facilities. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I'll tell you what that's all about in just a minute. Interesting headline from CNN, and it is so different. Same circumstance, but a totally different headline from when Trump was dealing with children at the border. Remember that? They're putting kids in cages. Oh, it's being reported completely different now. Same thing, same facilities. Anyway, all right, I'll get to that later. Hey, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is a Friday. I welcome our listeners in Columbus on WRFD, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But once again, I also have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM. As I fill in for the convalescing Don Crow, I think Don will be back with you folks in D.C. very, very soon. He is progressing very well. But today, I have the privilege of being your host. And on Fridays, it is my custom to have open phones. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, anything. Well, within reason. And here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Got that? It'll work anywhere in the continental United States, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And because it is Open Phone Friday, we're going to go back to a topic that I was dealing with in the previous segment concerning H.R. 1, a piece of legislation passed strictly on party lines by the House of Representatives that will turn our federal elections inside out and upside down. And first, I have Steve in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Hey, Steve. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. Long time, no chat.
Really? Well, I haven't gone anywhere. Where have you been?
Yeah, I just haven't called you in a long time. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you called today. What's on your mind?
Bob, do you remember when Godfather's Pizza was still in business? They used to have television ads with a thuggish, stereotypical gangster kind of guy telling people to come in and bring a coupon for a savings. And he'd say, I don't care what kind of coupon. It can be a coupon for laundry detergent. Just bring a coupon. You'll save money on pizza.
Yeah, you know, I do remember that.
Well, that's what our election's going to look like from now on. You're just going to show up at something that looks like a poll and bring them your library. Hey, bring your library card. Bring your AAA card. Heck, bring your lottery ticket. We don't care. We're going to take your vote.
Well, and here's what if the Democrats really had their way, you could walk into your polling station and say, hey, my Uncle Sal is out in the car, and he's not feeling real good, but hey, he told me how he wants to vote, so you can trust me, okay? I'm going to vote for myself, I'm going to vote for my Uncle Sal, too, okay? That's the direction they want us to go.
Well, because they want us to frankly not care about elections at all.
Yeah.
And just accept whatever they feed us. There was a Richard Dreyfuss movie a long, long time ago called Moon Over Parador. And look it up. It's hilarious, of course, because it was Dreyfuss and who else was in that? It's about a thug banana republic with a puppet dictator.
Yeah.
You know, and they'd have open elections, and there'd be two pictures of the same guy. One picture was painted red, one picture was painted blue, and people would say, I'm going to vote for blue. Oh, no, I'm going to vote for red. You're voting for the same guy.
Oh, my goodness. I know, Steve. I know. Hey, good to talk to you. Don't wait so long till the next time you call, all right?
I love your ministry, brother. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. All right. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to stay here in Ohio and go to Springfield, Ohio, and talk to Bo. Hey, Bo, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
I appreciate you taking my call. I joined late. I didn't know if you talked about the COVID relief bill that Kamala Harris passed. That's one thing. And then the other thing is they've passed the fair election bill in the House. When will they take up the bill in the Senate?
Well, they're debating it in the Senate pretty soon. Right now, the Senate is debating the COVID relief bill, the so-called COVID relief bill. And Bo, something absolutely hysterical happened today. The latest jobs report came out, and it's really, really good. It's better than anybody anticipated, and yet President Biden and the White House are not even talking about it. And here's why. With the jobs report being so good and the economy bouncing back so fast, it is really hard to make an argument that we need $2 trillion in a COVID relief bill. So I think it's the first time in American history that a president received an extremely positive jobs report and he doesn't even want to talk about it. I think that's hysterical.
I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bo, I don't know when this election thing is going to be, H.R. 1 is going to be debated in the Senate, because all of the debate right now is about the COVID relief bill. And it is anticipated that a vote's going to happen on that probably sometime tonight. And it looks like it'll pass, although Republicans are offering a whole bunch of amendments to it. So it's going to take some time to debate it and so forth. But with the Democrats clearly in charge, this boondoggle. Boy, you talk about pork. My goodness.
That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the COVID
this thing
bill
is.
Was also pork.
Yeah. Hardly any, very little of the COVID relief bill has anything to do with COVID. Hey, Bo, I got to go. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. And we need to take a break. I've got two phone lines available. They were full just a minute ago, but now I've got two. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hey, and by the way, if you disagree with me, please call. I would love to talk to you. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Thank you again for joining me. To our listeners in Ohio, our listeners in Washington, D.C., welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be your host. It's Friday, and traditionally, I open the phone lines wide open on Fridays. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And next up is Sylvia in Maryland. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome. Thank you for calling. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I have a question. Since so many conservative Republicans are against the stimulus package to COVID, I just want to ask, are you all going to recommend that they send the checks back and not receive them, so it doesn't cost the government so much money or the taxpayers?
It's not a bad idea, Sylvia. I think it'd be a little silly because that would be penalizing you as compared to other people. Everybody else is receiving the check, and then you're going to be penalized. It's not a bad idea, but I think it's kind of silly.
Well, I don't think it's silly if you are so against the stimulus pack and the conservatives are so against it. Why would you keep something that you're against having? I don't think it would be silly. I think it would be good that you'll say, well, I didn't believe in it, so I'm not going to keep it.
Well, again, I think that's a valid point. But the whole point is that not everyone that's receiving the stimulus checks really needs them. And the biggest problem for me, Sylvia, is not the individuals getting the stimulus check. I don't have real opposition to that. What I have opposition to is the billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of pork in the stimulus check. I have a problem with billions of dollars going towards abortion providers as a part of the stimulus check. I have a problem with billions and billions of dollars of the stimulus money going to states that have gotten themselves into this problem. So my major objection to this COVID-19 relief bill is not the individual checks going to individual Americans. My problem is the overwhelming majority of this bill that has absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. And I would turn this around. Do you have a problem with the overwhelming majority of this package not having anything to do with at all with COVID-19 relief? Do you have a problem with that?
This is what I want to say. When former President Trump was in there, he had a lot of pork in the stimulus package that we passed before.
He did, and I criticized him for it. I criticized him for it. I'm sorry?
It's all been full of pork. There's never been a stimulus package that was passed that was absolutely just for what we were saying.
I agree completely, and it's wrong.
I'm just saying, I just wanted to know because so many conservative Christians have a problem with the 1400 or whatever it is. Are you going to recommend, and I, you know, you said it wouldn't be a bad idea, but I just think you ought to send it back.
Sylvia,
anybody that have a problem with it, they shouldn't keep it.
Sylvia, with all due respect, I think you missed what I said. I don't know of many people who have a problem with individuals receiving the checks. It's the pork. And as you have admitted, you have a problem with the pork as well. I had a problem with the pork in the Trump package. I have an even bigger problem with the Biden package because there's even more pork. So you and I agree at least the pork needs to go because it has nothing at all to do with COVID-19. Nothing. It is purely political, purely pork, and it needs to be, well, it needs to go on a diet. But Sylvia, I am delighted you called. Thank you. And I appreciate your sweet spirit and your attitude. Thank you. Next up is Shane in Maryland. Hey, Shane, welcome. You're on Bobberny Live. Thanks for calling. I'm honored.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you're on the air.
My question is this. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
My question is this. Why aren't you and everybody on this radio station and every other radio station and every Republican and even every Democrat voting against the idea that you can put, you call pork, I call it pig ear, into bills?
I'm
Why
for
are you
it.
Voting against that?
I have, and I will. And any opportunity I have to vote against putting pork into this kind of legislation, I will not hesitate 1 second to vote against it. And that's
Me
one
too,
of the reasons
man, I...
that's one of the reasons why Senator Johnson demanded that all 600 pages be read word for word on the floor of the Senate so that people would know what the Senate is voting for. And of all things, Chuck Schumer condemned the reading of the bill. He
sure
condemned
he
it because
sure
he doesn't want anybody to know. It's like, remember Nancy Pelosi? Remember this? She said, well, we have to pass the bill before we know what's in it. So, hey, Shane, you're not going to get any disagreement from me. I would vote in a heartbeat against the pork. I would.
Don't hang up on me.
I'm not.
I want to know why, like, there's such a... This is a religious station that you're on, whether you know it or not.
I do know.
I want to know why everybody loved Trump before he was the president, but now they hate him. And that, to me, is like a big deal because
who
I know what Trump did. Trump, you know what Trump did? He made sure everything was okay. He took care of black colleges. He took care of people, places, and things. He did everything he could.
Wait. I'm going to run out of time here, Shane, and the computer is going to cut us both off. Have you heard anybody on this radio station hate Trump? Anybody?
No, I mean in life in general, like the people that don't
Most of the people who loved him while he was president that I know still love him. Hey, Shane, good to talk to you, but the clock tells me I've got to go. Thanks for calling. All right, we'll be back.